Hey guys, it's Christian here. Just thought I'd do a boo. I haven't done one of these in quite a while, but I want to show something off that I've got, and I'm very happy with this. We're going to be talking about three of my Tolkien clocks that I have. We're going to start with the most vintage one, which I just got today. I ordered it from America. I got it from the Howbolt Company, so anybody who's after that Tolkien Time One, sorry guys, I got it. Yes, I'm rather proud of it too. It came today. So yeah, let's take a look at this. For those who are curious, these are a vintage clock. These come out in 1979, and they're rather nice actually. They're quite the fetching item. They're a metal construction, I think. Yeah, they're metally. It looks like a transistor radio. The speech on it is this.
It's 4:35 p.m.
4:35 p.m. It can't say five, it says phi. If you notice,
it's 4:35 p.m.
This is 4:35 p.m. It says five, kind of, but you know, for what it was, it doesn't matter that it doesn't quite say five, but it's
4:35 p.m.
Yeah, 4:35 p.m. But they get round it because it sounds like it says five, but if you listen to it really carefully, it sounds like it says phi. But that's all right. I don't mind that. Really don't mind that. It's got an alarm. Plays a lovely little tune, actually. This is the first ever talking clock that was ever produced that uses speech synthesis. So this is quite...
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, a.m.
Oh, I did that wrong, didn't I?
37.
Switch the mode. I'll let you hear the alarm on this one. It does have a timer feature as well. Not a bad piece of kit. Really not a bad piece of kit at all. Quite a pleasant little device. It's very small. You can take it in your suitcase, take it in your rucksack. You know, if you need a basic little talking clock when you go on holiday, this is ideal. I probably will use it for that. I don't know. We'll see how we go with it. I'll see how I feel about this. But yeah, this is all right. This is a classic old piece of equipment that I just absolutely love. Proud to own this. Been after one for years and years. Finally got it. Not bad at all. Not bad at all.
It's now 4:37 p.m.
I love that, don't you? It's just so cheesy. It's cheesy, but it's nice at the same time. You know, it's harmless fun. So that's that. It's got a timer on it. It's got like a stopwatchy timer, a lapse time thing. And then we're going to move on to our cube clock. This is much of a muchness. Let's set the alarm on this.
Alarm 5:06, 12 a.m. 1, 8, 2, 6, 8, 9, 10, 12, 1, 2, 4, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0.
I resets all the way back to...
36, 8, 4, 1, 4, 36 p.m. Alarm 37, 8, 4, 38 p.m.
Dear. I just activated that by accident.
Alarm.
I think I just broke that.
38. Alarm. 38 p.m.
Stupid thing keeps falling.
4:38 p.m.
Now it keeps falling apart, this one does. I don't know, the bottom keeps falling off it, but I will fix that as best I can. This one's got a different alarm tone to the other one. That's why I figured that I'd show you this as a separate device, because it's quite unique. They're all unique in their own way. We've got the calculator as well, which that was Sharp's next offering. I think this one's made by Macron to the one we're looking at now.
It's 4:39 p.m. It's now 4:39 p.m.
there's that one. So that's the cube. Let's get on the calculator.
4:40 p.m. Alarm set. 4:40 p.m. off.
I'll turn the voice off, but it still activates even when it's off. So that doesn't matter. These do have timer functions or stopwatch functions, like the original Talking Time one has a countdown stopwatch, a count up stopwatch. You can set it to count down as well, I think. I don't know how that's done yet. I haven't read the manual. There are a couple of switches in the back that I've peed around with a little bit and figured out some stuff with them, but not enough to really get a grip for what it's like. Here we go.
It's now 4:40 p.m.
Love it. Absolutely love it. The thing is just, you know, that thing's pretty pristine condition as well. I mean, I absolutely love this thing. I don't know where I'd go. If this broke, I'd be gutted. If any of them broke, I'd be gutted. Because they are just so rare. But so cool to have in your collection of talking clocks. And I've got a few talking clocks. Not a massive amount, but I got a few, and they're okay. They do what they have to do. They do it kind of well, got to admit. Rather taken by what I've got here. As I say, they do have timer functions and all manner of things like that, but you don't always necessarily need all that guff. But the guff is there if you want it. If anybody wants me to talk about the timer functions, I can do that. But I haven't really got the time to show you it on here. So we're going to leave that alone for today. But you got the basic idea. You heard the alarm. You heard the voices. You heard the clocks do their thing, you know. Pretty impressed with what I've got there. Really like them. I'm really happy with them. So, yeah. I've got the calculator. I've got the Talking Time one. And I've got the cube. I think it's called the Vox Clock 2, I believe. There is a Vox Clock 1, but they're super rare, and I've never seen one, so I wouldn't mind seeing a Vox Clock 1, just for comparison. It's got a different pitch kind of thing. It's a do-do-do-do-do. It's more kind of thing, if I remember rightly. I saw one on YouTube once, and the voice is very muffled on it compared to what the Vox Clock 2 was, but still, the same idea. Lovely thing, sounds great, works well, can't complain, love it, absolutely love it. As I say, they're all different, they're all unique in their own way. They're all based around the same sound chip design, I think. I don't know if Micronta was a part of Sharp. The Cube Clock is the odd one out there. It was made by Micronta, which was sold in Radio Shack shops, stuff like that. I don't know what the value of them was when they were new. I was given mine, so I was very lucky. I'm very pleased to have it. I've only just recently put it back into service, to be honest, after a good couple of years out of line. Last time it saw service was 2016, so it's nice to have the old girl back again. So, yeah, not bad, not bad. Quite like it. It's all right. It do the job. I'm very pleased to see it's doing the job too. So yeah, hopefully you guys will see this and then enjoy it like I enjoyed putting this crap together. You know, cause it's fun. Let's face it. Let's be honest. Doing this stuff is fun. And you can hear the parrot scratching around in a food dish. So, you know, she wants food, which I will sort out later. Well, she's a happy girl, so we're not going to complain. So I will catch up with you guys soon. And happy talking clocking. See you later.